Love street style? Check out our online exclusive Slug Style feature, only on slugmag.com.
Are you listening? This is Log Sound Waves.
But don't get home till 3. You smell of cigarette perfume, and you haven't called in weeks.
Hello, I'm Jazzy Olivo. I'm a Dominican singer-songwriter. I have a project right now, which is Jazzy Olivo as a solo artist, and my bandmates are Courtney Isaiah Smith on piano and Parker Swenson on drums. The Jazzy Olivo project is just a whole combination of music and feelings and locations and stories that I kind of just wanted to combine everything into one sound. I wanted to make music that, regardless of the language, was gonna connect with people, that people was gonna feel that it doesn't matter where you're from, you connect to it.
You hold my hand when we go out to my
We kind of like created and we merge all these countries into certain tunes. So like we put, of course, Latin jazz is the main focus on it, but we mix it up with tango and we use a lot of bossa nova and samba and bolero and African Cuban sounds and merge all that together into creating a full sound. For example, we use second line, but if you're from Mexico, you will hear the second line as banda. So it's a way to connect everyone. So I think when people hear my music, they have a sense of that, regardless of what I'm talking about. I've been in music my entire life. I started doing music at 3 years old. That's when I recall being on stage. I did the Spanish version of American Idol, and I got to represent Utah on this international singing competition, and it was really cool. It was based in Mexico, so I had to live locked up in Mexico in a place, but that's a whole nother thing. After that, I lived in Mexico 5 years, back and forth, whatever. But the whole thing is that I landed in Mexico and I looking for music. And I don't know what I was looking for, but I just needed to have music. And I started doing musical theater. I got this big hit of auditioning for something that I had no idea. And yeah, I stayed there 5 years doing music, musical theater. I did Hairspray, I was Motor Mouth Mabel, and I did Chicago, Mama Morton. After that, I did some off-Broadway stuff, and I kept on doing music, and I find myself being so many different characters, and which it was fun, because I loved being someone else and feeling for them, you know, and becoming them and understanding the whole process of character and singing and where they come from. But I at some point I was losing my own essence, you know, the one that I had when I was 3 years old that I was on stage.
Oh.
I started to feel a little empty about it, you know, or that I didn't have my own personality, that I didn't know myself. I didn't know how to walk or how to move because of my Latifa, of my Mama Morton. I don't know. So it was very interesting what it was happening to me, vocally, especially too, you know. I didn't recognize my voice anymore. Through my stay in Mexico, I did a lot of, you know, soul searching and trying to find out what my purpose was. I didn't find it there. I'm still finding it now, but at least that gave me a little bit of an idea of where to start. And it was just kind of like removing myself from that and rebuilding myself and trying to get an idea where to start with Jazzy, which has been my nickname my entire life. And I guess that's been the foundation, you know. Oh, wait, that's my nickname. That's not even something I imagine. Okay, and my nickname by my best friends and my family. Okay, that's foundation. That's going way back. But none of this happened. Okay, let's start from there. Desesperada, rogando que todo sea un mal sueño. No dejo de pensar, solo quiero llorar, ya ni sentido tengo. As soon as I move back, I'm like, where the music at? You know what I mean? I did do a couple of shows. I remember I did the Motown Sounds and we were touring around, and I did a couple of, you know, like, other shows. I did The Color Purple off Broadway at the Rose Wagner Theater, and it was very cool too. But then after that, I was like, I'm out. I'm out. I got myself together and turned off all sounds and all music and all noises that was around me. That then I realized that it was actually in my own head. I was like, I need to go back from the beginning. From silence, from feeling sounds, just colloquial, normal sounds, and connect to that with no expectations. It was interesting being in silence for so long, but little by little, it took me 2 years just putting things together, going back to what I used to listen when I grew up. And my dad is a very big musical influence in my life. And he introduced me to so many amazing things and music that I just need to go back to that, you know? My dad is no longer here, but that's something that he left me with. My Dominican heritage is just so dear to me. It's something that I'm truly super proud of, and I grew up proud of it. It's not that it was indoctrinated to me. I grew up feeling very Dominican and trying to find out what was going on with Dominicans. So when I first realized that I was Taino, which is the Indians of the Caribbean, I was like, amazing. I connect with something from the earth completely, you know? Nothing, something that hasn't been touched. But oh wow, the Taínos don't exist and never existed in these modern times, you know? They were genocide within 10 years of colonization. So I didn't have anything from them, but I remember dressing up every February 27th, which is the Independence Day of my country, which has nothing to do with them, like them, you know, and becoming them. But But then later on, I'm like, wait a minute, but what about my this brown and this hair? Wait a minute. Where is it coming from? This is crazy. I'm getting excited here. And I'm like, wait, I'm black? Wow. I belong to another root, you know? I belong to another foundation. Wow. Okay, we're doing good. And then, well, my grandma used to say that, well, your great grandma, she was French. I'm like, oh, another one. Wow. So I've been always very fascinated by it and always trying to find more about it. But in my country, because it's been mixed forever, we don't have a sense of belonging to any of those races, you know, or ethnicities. So we have our own, but we claim our Taínos and we claim our black and we claim our white, but we don't necessarily do what they do or feel the same way. While living in Mexico, I realized something that struck to me, that women or people in general wake up in the morning to make their tortillas. And to think that tortillas were made by the Mixtecs so long ago and that people still do it, for me was fascinating. Because I'm like, how? Like, I don't have that. And you still do it. You're connected straight to your heritage. And I think I'm not. So that's when the real searching started. I'm like, I need to find out. I need to know. I need to know what's all this about. And connecting through other cultures about my culture and to find as much as I can. Then I did a DNA test as usual. I'm like, yes, I'm 25% Taína. I'm 7% Taína. They're not longer here, and they didn't have a voice. I have a 7% of their voice inside of me, and the least I can do is to talk about them, because they live in me. They have a 7% inside of me that I feel like is a 200, because I felt it my entire life, and it's my duty to pay tribute to them. So I even have a song that I wrote about them. It's called Me Repongo, and it talks about that, how much they don't have a voice right now, how it was taken away from them, but how I get inspired by it, and I sing their anthem, you know, for them, and how proud I am of it.
To the Lord, to me. Unfortunately, Mexico went through a very, very bad earthquake. So everything, all that scenery that I got inspired by is gone. It's just a mess. There is nothing there. So this song is my last memory of that beautiful moment I've ever had. And I want to share it with you guys. Hope you like it.
Performing live on stage. It might sound super romantic as usual, but it is a total ceremony for me. It's a total connection between me, my bandmates, and my music, and my power and my essence into getting that into my audience. And so I experiment a lot. My shows are never the same. We do have everything written, but everything changes. For example, we don't have a bass player present. My keyboardist, Courtney Smith, he plays keyboard split with Upright Bass, which is super cool, and he brings that cool factor to the show. Parker Swenson is very dynamic into what he does, and I love how much he can adapt into the feeling of it, you know? So there is nothing, everything is written, but nothing is written really. I play with languages. I sing in Spanish, I sing in English, and I sing in Portuguese, and take everybody through the roots of things, you know, where the emotions of things come from, you know. So there are things very funky and funny and geeky, but we also do very emo things and going to the root of darkness. I love the whole yin yang of life, you know, like white and black, you know. When you go into these deep emotions and dark emotions, they don't necessarily mean that you're gonna stay there. You can experience them to kind of appreciate what light is and what brightness is. So just going through that and putting my body into the service of that, that's important to me, and that's what I try to reflect on stage and take my audience through that. You hear tango and mixed with bolero, and you've never imagined that you were gonna be dancing tango and bolero at the same time, and here you are dancing it. I want that, because I never imagined that I was gonna be dancing tango and bolero either. So let's do it together.
I don't wanna sing on my own. How your Spanish skills are going on. I'm gonna check on you guys. It's pretty easy, okay? It just goes like this.
This next song is called El Circo, which means a circus. It's a reflection of my personal experience and going through a circus moment of my life in a past relationship where things weren't the way they were supposed to be. But when you're stuck in a circus world and you don't know how to get out, sometimes it's complicated because your mind debilitates and you stop thinking.
Yo ni sé qué me fumé cuando
can find me at Jazzy Olivo on every social media. Right now, finishing the EP and putting more music into it. And for the rest of the year, we're releasing a couple of singles that are part of the EP that it's going to be released in January 2020. Live performances in the city as well, that if you get in contact with me in social media, you can find out more about that. But yeah, good music and EP at the beginning of the year. If you liked this episode of Sound Waves, please take a minute to rate and review us on iTunes.
Promote Slug at community events all summer long as a member of our marketing team. Head to slugmag.com/opportunities to apply today.